FCUM Radio.
FC and Music United.
I think it was Scott Fitzgerald who said, American lives don't have second acts. Well, this is Manchester. We do things differently here.
Hello, I'm your host Cockers and welcome to This Club Is My Club, right here on your very own FCUM Radio. On this week's show, we'll have all the reaction to FC United's bank holiday clash at near neighbours Radcliffe FC. But before that, it's now time for this week's club news. And we start with news that the Energy Check have agreed to continue their partnership with FC United for the coming season. This will be the third season of the partnership and it has proven to be very beneficial to FC, ranging from securing a long-term cost-effective energy deal for the club to also helping a number of local businesses and supporters reduce their energy bills. In other news and to matters on the pitch, and FC United welcomed fellow supporter-owned side Hyde United to Broadhurst Park on Tuesday evening. And despite having the lion's share of possession and the chances on the night, FC slipped to a 2-1 defeat.
Give the ball away, FC United, a dangerous position, the number 9 on the edge of the penalty, it goes right-hand side, can he get the ball across? Yes, he can. Who's going to score? This will be a goal as well, and Hyde out of absolute nothing. After poor defending from FC United, Manchester find themselves a goal down.
It's Danny O'Brien.
And I don't know whether they're celebrating with the... In fact, they are celebrating. The salmon boost it was.
You know, you could just tell that was about to happen, couldn't you?
Well, it started with
ten,
a...
10 minutes of consistent possession from FC United. Yeah. Two good chances created. Their first attack.
Well, very similar to Saturday, if you think about it. Grantham scored very early. After FC had had a fair bit of the ball.
And here come the visitors. And they've got three players in the FC half for the first time. The number 9 on the ball goes past one, goes past two. And here goes Logan. Oh. And Logan gets a penalty.
No, it's right on the edge.
Gets a free kick.
It's right on the edge. Like...
Logan fell over himself and the player fell over Logan.
The card's coming out.
Well, the referee's got a job to do here because...
It's pots, isn't it?
They've got to cross each other. It's totally accidental. There's no malice at all in that challenge.
It's a yellow.
It's a yellow card. But Logan was falling over himself. Yeah. Well, the referee's given... He's given a penalty. Yeah, he told you that. He's given a penalty. Well, there, even 26-0 didn't think it was a penalty either. Absolutely ridiculous.
Well, yet again, history is repeating itself, just like on Saturday. Another penalty conceded.
32 minutes on the clock.
And FC could find themselves 2 down with 85% possession and 2-0 down. Well, quite incredible. Quite incredible. Well, if the referee is a stickler, anyone into that penalty area, and it's either missed or saved, they'll have to take it again and again and again. Pink boots go stop. And FC saves it. He gets the second rebound. Oh. He saves that again.
That's amazing.
There's justice for you.
Double save.
There's justice. And there's a free kick to FC.
Absolutely amazing goalkeeping that. Superb.
Well, it's got the SMRE lively. I think I'll have my coffee now, Ben.
I'll get your coffee.
And, well, the pace has been frenetic from FC. And they've given the ball away on the edge of the area again. FC, here's an opportunity. Good opportunity to make it 2. It is 2. And they're looking for an offside decision, FC United there. But again, they've just done and undone themselves from absolutely nothing.
Well, you can't give the ball away in positions like that, really. It's just suicide.
Absolutely ridiculous from an FC perspective, and Hyde can't quite believe what they're seeing here. Well, are FC going to take it quickly? They choose not to, or do they? Well, Ennis is there. Ennis will go over and take it, probably. And Now we've got one, two, we've got five players in and around or at the edge of the penalty area, and not enough red shirts in the area. But Ennis will whip the ball in near post, doesn't beat the first man. That's a poor corner. But James Joyce wins it back, plays it into a man literally on the edge of the penalty. First time shot comes in this side.
Oh, yes!
Yes! He's done it.
Well,
we've got 20 minutes left.
Did that take a huge deflection?
I think the goalie slipped. I think that was part of the problem. I think he slipped as he went down and he couldn't get back up. He lost his footing, I think, at the critical moment.
FC Live there from Tuesday evening. The full-time score, FC United 1, Hyde United 2. Next up on Saturday for FC United will be another fan-owned club in the guise of Scarborough Athletic. And sadly, it will be 3 defeats from 3 for FC in their opening games of the season.
The ball cleared by Paddy Wharton. High ball up in the air, sharp. Wins the initial header, but they can clear the lines with Ryan Watson. Ball on halfway line, picked up by FC United, Manchester's Lou Griffiths. Griffiths now cuts inside, two players around him. And do they win the ball? They do, but then they lose out. There's a challenge from behind. The referee lets play continue. There's a decent ball down the left-hand side, swung across there, looking for some support. There's now 3 or 4 players charging into the penalty area for the visitors. They get across the line. Can they get the shot away? Great first challenge.
Oh, the referee's given a penalty. Deary me. Deary me, how can he give that? The only reason he can give that is that he's saying that he's left the floor. That's it, because that is a good tackle.
That's 2 controversial penalties in the space of 5 days.
We've played a minute and a half, and I mean, there wasn't a single player from the visitors even contemplating a penalty.
It was a good tackle, good contacts on the ball, but the only thing I'd like to say, Swampy, that I feel that he's seen there is that he might have said that he left the floor and he was flying through the air uncontrolled.
Well, perhaps. But the challenge for me was not even more than half an inch off the ground. I mean, it was. I mean, Paddy Wharton made a tremendous save on Tuesday night, and he's up against the number 9 left-footed James Walshaw. And Walshaw now.
Left-footers usually have something special. And there it was.
Well, you've hurt. Oh, and Neil Reynolds is not a happy man, and. He's got to be careful, Neil, because he was the first manager to be booked. Yeah, the ball's gone over, by the way. He's actually keeping it even me to save it. He was high and wide. It was a dreadful penalty. Well, it's a corner ball. Ball swung across. It's a decent ball towards the back post. Keeper comes out, doesn't get anywhere near it. He's got to be careful there. He's not in his penalty area. He's on the edge of the area. The ball comes across. And if they can't score from there without a goalkeeper, charge down, in.
And I'll tell you what, there might have been a little bit of an handball in there as well.
Well, what Paddy Wharton was doing, as soon as that ball went over him and he charged it down, he ended on the far side, outside his area, and rather than scrambling back, there was an almighty scramble in the penalty area. No goalkeeper there to stop him from going in. And a scrappy goal, to say the very least, but it's 1-0 to the visitors. Yeah, and the manager's son scores the goal.
FC United there suffering a 1-0 defeat at home to Scarborough Athletic on Saturday afternoon at Broadhurst Park. And so to Radcliffe FC on Bank Holiday Monday now, with FC United looking for their first win of the season. Could it come at Stainton Park? It's now time to hand over to our FC Live team to find out.
Welcome to Stainton Park, the home of Radcliffe FC. Saturday was a disappointing affair for FC United.
Yeah, well,
up front especially, and Neil's made some changes this afternoon.
He has made some changes. I mean, you know, Sharp has been put on the bench, but that's down to, I think, that he's probably absolutely cream cracker, because he was man of the match for FC. He worked really, really well. He came up against a very good 2 centre halves that marshalled him, but he gave them a game, and it's no disrespect to Sharp, because he was our man of the match, and Asusu was their man of the match. You know, so it just shows, even though we got beat, there was enough to see that FC United do create many chances. It's at the moment no one can put the ball in the back of the net. Today, hopefully, we can rectify that on a really, really hot day. It's going to be a different type of football, you know, and we know half the team from Radcliffe. We've grown up with them,
it's
basically.
It's FC United old boys 11. The other thing is, as well, we have to mention is the grass is as long as your bar tab at the Heating Up. It's
I pay
hefty,
my bar
it?
Tab all the time. It's a hefty. Yeah, it really is. But, you know, look. It's the home team, they choose how... And we were actually talking about this the other day. We were suggesting that away teams should be able to dictate how the pitch looks. But then that was, I thought, was a stupid idea. Neil Reynolds is out.
He was very disappointed on Saturday, wasn't he?
He wasn't disappointed. Yes. He was annoyed. He was very annoyed with a number of the players, the attitudes of the players. He was already talking about possible changes or players themselves.
And that's disappointing,
capable.
Isn't it? Where you're into your third game of the season and you're pretty much.
He's calling them out. I think that's what he's calling them out. He's letting them know how he feels. He's letting the supporters know how he feels about the players in there that he believes in, and he thinks that, you know, they've got great skill and great qualities. But equally, he's just making sure that those players perhaps listen to this show and listen to other shows, and they know exactly what they're capable of, and B, what they should be providing.
There's some stats which I thought were quite interesting in Stato Paul's build-up to the game today. FC United, for the past three seasons, have now lost their first three games. FC United have never lost a straight four in the opening games of the season. So it's a very important game. But Radcliffe, they had an FA Cup game on Saturday, so they've only actually played one league game this season. They're just above us in the league table. But they drew with Runcorn Town on Saturday of the North West Counties.
FA Cup games are very, very difficult. You go to a club that are a division below you, they're going to put an additional effort in, and you know they got a result, they get an opportunity to come here and to rectify that and go further in the FA Cup. But we're about to start in about 2 minutes.
We're fine, we can carry on talking.
Okay.
Of the starting 11 for FC United, it looks like now Rodney and Chris Sharp are on the substitutes bench this afternoon, as is Luke Griffiths. Starting, we've got Jack Lenehan, we've got James Joyce, who I think will be going left wing because Reagan Linney's on a number 9, so he'll be going up front, won't he? Adam Doddy's also in the team along with James Joyce, so that'll be the left-hand side. We've got Craig Carney wearing number 3, but I'm imagining he's going to be at right back.
That's 3 if anyone's doesn't understand Ben's language.
And we've got Potts starting as captain.
We did miss Potts in the start of the game on Saturday. We've also got, you know, we've got a big contrast. The assistant referee and the referee today, all of them, they're wearing all black. Not the best colour really to be wearing, you would thought. But let me give you the teams first and foremost, ladies and gentlemen, because we are going to get this game underway. And it's good afternoon, good evening, good morning, welcome. FC Live, as always, brought to you by ConstructiveCoding.com, the Archer Army, brothers and sisters around the world, revolutionary groups everywhere, and indeed all the FC supporters here this afternoon. In goals for FC United match, it's Paddy Water. Number 2 is Curtis Jones. Number 3 is Craig Carney. Number 4 is Chris Doyle. Number 5 is Tom Dean, which is a surprise because he's got six. He's got a big gash there with 6 stitches in his forehead, and he's wearing the old Terry Butcher headband. Adam Dodd, number 6. Jack Lenehan, number 7. Michael Potts, number 8. And Captain Reagan Linney, number 9. Paul Ennis, number 10. And James Joyce, number 11. On the bench, it's Griffiths, it's Halliwell, it's Morris, it's Rodney and Sharp, as you said. For the home team this afternoon, it's Ollie Martin in goal. Rick Smith, ex-FC United. He was with me in the under-18s and went on and progressed, played a couple of games for the first team. Near enough the captain of this club now, really. He's done very well for himself. Scott Metcalf, another ex-FC, and also New Mills and other clubs. Put Prince Haywood, number 4. Callum Grogan, number 5. Matty Hughes, other ex-FC centre-half, number 6. Matty Wolfenden, well, the legend of Matty Wolfenden, number 7. Harry Winter, ex-FC United. We know what he'll give in the game today. He's their captain, number 8. Anton Forrester, number 9. Liam Ellis, number 10. And Elliot Rocker, number 11. Rocker got a lot of pace, a lot of quality about him. Kingsley Williams, O'Sullivan, Tom Brown, Wharton and Matthew Crothers on the bench.
This is FC Live, brought to you by ConstructiveCoding.com and you lovely people, the Armchair Army. And it's now time to hand over to expert commentary team for this afternoon's game. It's Roy Sill.
Hello.
So
there's goals going in. At the moment it's 0-0 here if you just joined us. So the ball with the outside of the boot is played down this near touchline. And Dean, well, he showed too much. The ball is lost from FC United and Manchester. Ball comes across and Wolfenden plays the ball backwards to Rocker. Rocker takes a touch. Can he get the shot away? Yes, he can. It's half cleared. And
there.
It's
Wolfie.
Wolfie with a goal there. And really it was, again, you've got to say, poor defending from FC. They could have cleared the lines. They didn't clear the lines. And Matty Wolfenden, ex-FC United Manchester legend, he bangs it into the back of the net and it's 1-0. We were just saying the game hadn't really settled, and it started with Dean thinking he was going to win the ball on this near side, and he gave the opportunity for Anton Forrester to get past him. The ball came across. It was initially a nice touch by Matty Wolfenden, trying to play in Elliot Rocker. Rocker's shot came into the water goal. It was half cleared by Tom Dean, and there was Matty Wolfenden, and Matty Wolfenden was the man who separates the two teams.
Well, to be honest, I mean, the goal that he's just scored there, Matty, sums Matty up. You know, and I've had you know the fact that I've coached that lad since he was 12 years of age. He's the youngest player ever to play for Oldham Athletic at 16 years and so many days. And that goal typifies what he's all about. He'll just sit in a little bit of space, and when all the punches have been thrown, he'll just pick his mark and knock it into the corner.
So 14 minutes on the clock, FC United a goal down here. Well, that's a decent ball from FC's goalkeeper, and it's a chase on. Could FC get the ball into the penalty area with FC's number 10? It's Paul Ennis. Ennis chips the ball across.
Good ball.
Turn and shot, knees required. Takes an extra touch, just Liddy. He's got three players around him. First time shot comes on, and he scores! And I tell you what, that is excellent play from FC United of Manchester's number 9, Regan Liddy. He looked, for all intents and purposes, he should have maybe taken the first time shot. He held it, he moved the ball two or three times out of his feet, he got across, and across the goalkeeper, and that is a great equaliser against a run of play.
And speaking of goalkeepers, what a ball from Paddy Wharton to find Charlie Ennis.
Yeah.
There was two good passes there. I mean, the one into Ennis, and then Ennis just took his little bit of composure on the ball and delivered a great cross box ball that came to Linney. Linney, possibly what he did was he went to shoot, delayed, went to shoot again, which off-balanced the two central defenders of Ratcliffe Borough, and on the third attempt he just made that little bit of space on the angle to be able to bang a low bobbly shot into the far, far pouch corner.
Well, 26 minutes on the clock and it's one apiece, but here come the home team again. It's with Aaron Forrester. Plays it inside, an opportunity here now. Metcalf drills it across, and a good save by FC's goalkeeper at this near post. And I think they're maybe one or two players from the home team are expecting that ball to be drilled across rather at the goal. But again, good save from Paddy Wharton. And it was a good, great ball by Paddy Wharton to set the FC attack up. And then good football, as you say, from Paul Ennis. And good finishing from Liddy. That might give him the confidence to go on and just, like, you know, show a little bit more class today.
Hey, Swampy, three good passes.
Yeah.
You know, when you talk three good passes and then an execution, you know, you can't fault that.
Well, we haven't had the ball. We don't know how many additional minutes.
It's the second.
It's Carney on the ball now. That's a nice ball to Sharp. Sharp needs to get the ball back into the penalty area. Near post ball. It's an opportunity. Oh, and that was a wonderful ball. And he's flat-footed, unfortunately,
FC United Manchester. He's not even making the run, is he?
Now, Rodney, totally flat-footed there. It was a great ball in. And all he needed to do was stab it into the back of the net, and it would have been 2-1 and possibly game over. We have a throw into FC United of Manchester. We don't know how many additional minutes the assistant referees, well, the referees put on, because we haven't been given that information.
Did we get four in the first half?
We did.
I think we
Sharp making a use of himself, controls it well. Two players around him there. Luke Griffiths win the ball. No, he can't, because it was Haywood again. And then Rocker plays a ball down the right hand side. Out comes FC's goalkeeper.
Oh.
He's missed the header. This should be 2-1.
Oh, God.
Side netting.
Missed an empty goal. Well,
very lucky there.
Long ball up the field, up the flank and line that number 10 Liam Ellis cottoned onto. Goalkeeper Paddy Wharton came out too far. He's done it a couple of times in this game, to be honest, and on Saturday, and basically left himself in no man's land with Liam Ellis, I've got to say, this wide out on the penalty spot, out on the penalty area, and he's passed the ball there with a little bit of precision to try and get it in the net, and he's hit the side netting. That's it.
And that is indeed the final whistle. And, well, FC United could have made it 2-1 in the last 30, 40 seconds. And equally, Ratcliffe themselves could have made it 2-1 with what you've got to say, really, is it's a poor miss, because there's no one around. He could have taken control of that ball and maybe ran it in.
Well, the other thing was, to be honest, Wharton was coming in from the edge of the 18-yard box, and he could have squared it to him. But, it is what it is. And
well, it's the first point for FC United of Manchester on their travels. It's the first point of the season for FC United of Manchester. It was a performance, really, that merited the pitch and merited the conditions.
The weather, yeah, definitely.
So, you know, I think overall, really, we actually saw an half-decent game of football. There were some good moments in it, really.
Yeah, there was.
And you
good individual moments, yeah. Swampy, to be honest.
I mean, and some very good performances. Notably, Prince Haywood, who was absolutely outstanding.
Haywood and Grogan for Ratcliffe Borough. I think Ennis, possibly, and
Carney.
Yeah, Carney done well. I thought Tom Dean did well, considering that he took a hell of a whack on Saturday. He did what he had to do. He defended, didn't he?
And indeed.
I can't remember him making a mistake, to be honest. I thought he did quite well.
No, it's been a... Teams will come here and struggle as well, you know, especially when it's not only like this, bobbly, when it's muddy.
Yeah, when
it's
muddy.
You know, and that's...
And then the rain's sitting on top of the on the field.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've been here plenty of times.
We
know what it's like, don't we, Ben and Roy? But, you know, Neil Reynolds has got the players in a huddle just to probably give him a little bit of advice and say, you know, worked hard. There's a lot of improvements from Saturday's game. And, you know, we can move on now to the Morpeth game on Saturday. And I think... I reckon a number of the XFC players will be getting more... XFC players that are from Rackwood will be getting more photographs taken. I mean, there's Matty Wolford and down
on
the bottom
there
having a chat.
I mean, he had a bit of an Indian summer this afternoon, didn't he?
He did in that last 10 minutes, did he? He was here, there and everywhere.
He just sort of like... He seemed to have conserved all his energy and then go, right, wallop.
But that's what you get with Matty. He thinks his game. You know, he just doesn't run here, there and everywhere and burn himself out. He thinks his game and he plays it with a good method and purpose. You know, so... And he's had some great coaching, hasn't he? So...
just to say, FC United will be off the bottom of the table this afternoon. That's because Ashton United have been beaten. Another win for Stalybridge Celtic, but another defeat for Ashton United. They're now bottom of the table, having played their first four games of the season. Just 1 point from those first four games of the season. Also below us in the league table is Buxton Swamper.
Yeah, well...
Your prediction for the playoffs?
No, they weren't, no.
No? That's why. Hyde United 3, Buxton 1. The results from Hyde United, obviously beating Stile Shields on Saturday, it looks like our defeat to them on Tuesday wasn't necessarily that bad after all.
It is, you're right, but breaking news, popping down to the corner shop, time for a goal, that was Helen, and you know what, Helen, while she was away, FC equalised. Fifth from bottom, out of the relegation zone, that's from the Big Red. But no, listen, that's that result for Hyde, even though they knew they were on end of an absolute tonking, their work rate, their determination, the way they defended just gave him... I mean, and they won the game, but it gave him such an impetus. And, you know, they're similar to FC. What they've got up top, they've got massive pace up top, and that's what they're doing. They're counter-attacking and they're killing teams off. And they have got pace, haven't they, Ben? Real pace.
Yes, Swamper.
Thanks, Ben.
But it's... let's talk about our performances then this afternoon. Paddy Wharton, good distribution for the first goal for FC United. Couple of great saves.
Yeah.
But there is that element to him, isn't there, where he just likes to go for a bit of a wander. And he mistimed that bounce towards the end of that game then.
Well, he's done it. He did it a couple of times on Saturday. He did it again today. I don't know if he's done it previously on in any games, but he does have a tendency to leave his line a little bit too early. If your positioning's right on the field... then, or in the goal area, then that urgency of that early dart shouldn't happen. You know, read the game, read where the ball is initially, because that tells you where your starting position should be as a goalkeeper. And I thought he done well. His distribution, like you say, I remember a keeper that I used to play with and manage in the end, he played for Rochdale, Chris Shine, absolutely superb, you know, God bless him. And he used to ping a drop ball kick and they were absolutely on the money every single time. And a couple of times when I saw him do that, it just reminded me of Shiny.
Well, I think you have to maybe forgive Paddy for that there, simply because we've forgiven players because of the bounce all through the game.
Mm?
And I think it'd be slightly wrong of us to pick that one particularly. It could have killed the game, and it would have been.
Even with the bounce of the ball, his positioning wasn't right.
FC United going with three at the back this afternoon. You obviously mentioned Tom Dean before, Chris Dole and Curtis Jones as well joining him in the back three. Did that work? It's a change of formation from Renault.
It's a change of formation. I think they've come here. They know what Rackliff are about. They know the style of play they're going to. have to adapt themselves to. They know the kind of pitch it's going to be. And I think what we've done today, we've had moments in the game which have, we've had some decent football from both teams. FC have been decent in periods, but it's been a game of two teams really that not on form at this moment in time. They're not really they've cancelled each other out on a number of occasions, and it's been, as I say, considering the temperature and the pitch,
it's a big factor that
it's been a decent day. And I think Neil was wanted to get something out of today's game. He wants to get something out of the players today, and I think he's got that. I mean, I think their work rate has been good. Everyone's been 100%. There's a couple of question marks over a few players, you would say, but equally, you know, do they get enough chance in the game to really make a big difference? Well, that's why you need to make a difference when you do get on the pitch. So then next week you're actually playing for the 90 minutes, opposed to coming on and making a difference.
Getting the manager's eye
exactly
through your efforts.
And you know, there is. There was moments there where FC could have won it, and there was moments where the home team could have won it. But I think gilt-edged chance, I mean, Linney had a gilt-edged chance. He did really well cutting across there.
Oh, yeah.
And his finish was one of real poor quality, straight into the goalkeeper. Two great balls when Sharpie came on.
Yeah, great
and
balls.
You're just begging for someone. Now, I know if that had been Myers or it had been Almond, they would have been onto it, because the goal scorers, the poachers, they're that kind of balls that they love. And, you know, and that's kind of ball Sharp himself. If it was the way around, he would have been anticipating it, because he's got the experience.
Yeah.
You can maybe forgive the likes of now Rodden because of his lack of experience, and he's come on and he's a little bit cold in the game. But he needs to adapt quickly to get out there, because you look at that and you think, there's a great opportunity.
Well, we've got Neil Reynolds coming up now, so I'll hand my headset over and you two can chat away with him.
Neil, thanks for joining us. Big game today, coming off your comments on Saturday, coming on obviously what you put on social media in the evening as well. We know you were hurting on Saturday. You know you wanted to tell the players exactly what it means to play for this football club. Do you think you got a good response from the players this afternoon?
Absolutely. I'm absolutely over the moon with that performance. It might not have been the prettiest. I just said to lads in there, lesser teams who don't show character go and fall at Radcliffe. They go and fall when they're 1-0 down. They go and fall against the next team, and they don't know when to stop the rot. And although it's not a rot, we played 2 out of 3. You know, good performances, we didn't win. We needed to get a point on the board. And for them lads to put the bodies on the line time again as a back three, midfield, front men, you know, could have won it right at the end. I'm delighted for them, and it does mean a lot to wear this shirt. It means absolutely everything. And I said to them then, if you show that level of belief and character, you'll always get applauded off, always, because people want you to work for the badge and run off of the shirt. And I think they did. Well, no, I know they did.
I thought your back line did really well as a unit.
I wanted characters, I wanted leaders, and I got that in abundance today. All right, our quality may not have been there. You know, when I'm not going to harp on about the players that are out, but they bring that moment of quality. Today, we saw a different side of us. We changed our shape, and we saw a different side of us. But still, you know, in pockets, we played really well, I thought.
With the chances that came in the second half, and I think we started off particularly well in the second half, that first 10 or 15 minutes, we had that ascendant. It was a kind of game that both teams today, because of the surface, which obviously plays an instrumental part, and the weather, they actually still put on a decent show, and there was some good football on show. But in that first 15 minutes, how encouraged were you with that we could go on to win the game?
I thought we was going to win the game, and that's how we set up to. You know, we didn't set up to sit back and try and hit it on the counter. You know, it's one of them. Linney, should he score? Is it a penalty if he goes down? You know, when he gets through, I don't know.
No, he should have scored.
He should have scored, yeah.
No question.
And now Rodney at the end, I think, and I'm screaming from the sideline for him to be higher. Yeah. And he's 2 yards behind playing. I'm screaming. Forwards have got to get in their areas. That's the difference between 1 and 3 points. But, you know, I can't. It is what it is. And
that's two great saves from Paddy.
I've just had a word with him. He's going to kill me this season by rushing out of his nets. He needs to be more disciplined, because he's got great ability. But just stay in. You know, just stay in. And but he put a great performance on. And just touching on the pitch, actually, he got a different view of it. That hasn't been touched. You know, you can see straw growing out of it. It's a disgrace. But we've had to adapt to that as well. It's knocked our passing game off, and they purposely didn't cut it today. The management team have told me that, to try and stop us, and I don't think they did stop us. I thought we gave a really good account.
Well, you only have to look at the goal areas. Goal areas are like end of season, you know, garbage patch. But at the end of the day, I just felt that you did well what you did. The two main things, forgetting Radcliffe, was the surface that you had to play on. You had to adapt to that, get to the ball quickly, which I felt when you didn't, we caused ourselves a problem. And the weather, the weather, you know, it's so hot, you know. I do believe that Matthews actually went off because of exhaustion, you know. You could see it in the lad, you know, but all credit to him, you've come out with the result.
Yeah, we have.
That was important, that, you know, just to stop that downfall, that free fall.
I always say you could be really
pleased with them.
I am. I always say win your home games and, you know, take a point in away games. Yeah. Well, we haven't won our home games, but that's a start for me. A point away from home, I'll take that all day long. They're a good side, Radcliffe. Mm. You know, and you can see with what they're doing with the club, they want to go places. And this was a really tricky game for us today.
I think it means a little bit more as well, because you've got six ex-FC players. One of them is Matthew Wolford, who's an FC legend, who again showed the quality he possesses. You've got also in the middle of the pitch Harry Winter, who had a very controlled game today. Yeah. Harry, I thought, you know, we were expecting possibly he could, but other players around the pitch as well, which gave it a bit more impetus as well. Again, no Donoghue. We obviously he went off in the warm up on Saturday. Any update on that at all?
He's going back to the physio. He's still living. He's probably going to be a couple of weeks. He's still tender in his arm and he wants to play, but we need him for the long haul. And you know, he'll be back when he's back. He's devastated. He'll be back when he's back. You know, yeah. Two, 3 weeks. Good news on Almond and Mayers, who are both going for their operations and in under 2 weeks now, so you know them two should be back hopefully by the end of September, middle of October. So that's a pleasing thing. We're going to work hard this week, continue to work hard this week to try and bring in another front man and possibly another midfielder as well, just to bolster the squad a little bit, because you know, I'm not saying we're down on numbers, but you know, we are down to 16-17 and games are going to come thick and fast, so you know, we're going to work hard to bring in one or two new bodies. But you know, I'll just finally say that, you know, and I haven't said this season, but I thought the fans again were amazing today. You know, they really got behind us, and I know there was a couple of comments made Saturday which doesn't help a dressing room, you know, and they feel it. You know, we had half an hour before the game, I do my team talk at 2 o'clock today. I went in at 1:30 and asked the lads how they felt, you know, and they were deflated, they were down, they don't want to let the club down, they desperately want to play for the club. And you know, I know people pay the money and they're entitled to their opinions, but you know, come speak to us. I think some of the comments we made Saturday really hurt the lads, and to come overcome that obstacle as well to get a point is even more so. But the fans that are here today, every one of them has clapped us off and said, well done, much better, great performance, keep going, keep plugging away, we're right behind you. And for me in the dressing room, that's massive. And you know, I've just said to them, we'll take so much out of this performance today.
If they see the effort going in, these fans will never ever back off you. They'll be there right alongside you. But I've got to say this as well, I thought Chris Sharp, when he came on, was quality.
Yeah.
Them two deliveries into the box.
Yeah, really well.
If, he like would, you said yeah. there, if Rodney had been out of the blocks instead of watching him, he'd have had two goals.
And the other way around, if that ball had been delivered in by someone else,
Sharpie would have done it.
He has the experience. And I was just saying, maybe with Niall, it was maybe a little bit naivety. He was on the pitch and he hadn't been on there long. But as I say, what you've got to do is he wants to play for FC United like all the players do. He wants to start. So he's got to prove to you that the 15 minutes he's on, 100%. He's everywhere and he scores a goal. 100%. And you think, right, I've got a headache now, play him in.
You know, I won't go into it too much, but you know, that's the reason why we didn't play Sharp, because I thought he did all right on Saturday. He put himself around. But I didn't want to play into their hands with two big lads up top either. So that's why we went with the kind of flair and pacing. And they worked. You know, I thought they worked really well and they pulled their defence around. So it's just options for us. We haven't got that front man in. So.
Linney in the past has played through the middle, hasn't he?
Yeah, he has.
I mean, I've watched him play and he's been, prolific goal scorer for Bamber Bridge at one point. Yeah. You know, that's why a lot of clubs are looking at him.
And we have to talk about the goal actually, because, and then we'll let you go, because I know you want to get back in there and have a shower. Because a great ball from the goalkeeper. Whacks it out like we know he does. Great control from Ennis. Ball down. He gets the ball. He goes across. He feigns. And I think the ball probably just sat about right then. And he across the goalkeeper. And a great equalising goal.
He's got great feet in the box.
He has, yeah. And looking at that thinking, superb. And I'm going to say it again. He gets himself involved with Rick Smith. And it's like, you're not going to win a battle with Rick Smith. Rick Smith was in our under-18s team. And I was working with Rick when we were a very strong, competitive team. And Rick Smith has been here a long time now. He's a good semi-pro. And he's getting himself, I said, just put it through the legs, score a goal and say, that's how I...
Got to play with your feet. Play with your head. You know, the referee frustrated me today. I think I kept my cool quite well with some of them decisions. But, you know, let me do all that for him. That's what I said to him. Let me take the pressure off. You don't need to get involved in silly things like that. We don't coach that in training. We coach football, play football. We're not always going to get decisions that go our way. So dust yourself down and get on with it. And I can say that because I was a player that took a lot of knocks in my career and I just had to bounce back up and get on with it. And that's what you do. You just can't do. Otherwise, you're fueling their fire.
And the one thing to bear in mind, I say that the point is a great point, because you've got a little bit of quality, Elliot Rocker. You know, we know the flair he produces. producers. We know the likes of Ellis was decent. You've got Matty Wolfenden coming from deep, and then you brought on, you know, you got the likes of Ben Wharton coming on the pitch. You know, so there's a bit of quality here at Ratcliffe. So I think the way you changed it to the back three initially, it worked. We were getting down the flanks a little bit, but again, you know, I mean, looking at players from both teams. And the standout man really was Prince Haywood. He was absolutely outstanding. But we matched him, and you know, even though he was the standout player, and maybe Grogan. I mean, Grogan was excellent for them.
Grogan was quality as a defender.
But you know, we as you say, you've got the result. You've got a point on the board. Mm. We've gone from bottom to third or fourth bottom. Fifth bottom.
We're just going to keep doing our business, and what's pleased us more, everybody, is that everyone's in this together. You know, we know it's going to be a difficult league. You know, we're going to lose, you know, 8, 10, 12 games a season. You're going to draw 4, 5, 6, whatever it is. Unfortunately for us, they've come at the beginning of the season, but you know, we're going to build on this. We're going to take so much encouragement, and you know, you can tell we're in our dressing room now, they're upbeat. And I asked them at half one, how do you feel, and they went miles better. Yeah. They really want to play for this club.
These spec is, if they see the running and they see the effort, don't necessarily have to be a win.
No.
If they see the effort, then I'll tell you now, they're right behind you. Yeah. They'll blow you over the line.
And I dropped my captain Saturday, and I thought he'd give a great good performance today. He didn't moan, he didn't say anything, he just got on with his business, and that's what I need Michael Potts to do, and he led that performance, I thought, out there. So,
yeah, I think I'm happy with that. Totally concur with that. Just a very quick question before you go. All the players that we've got in the squad, are any of them in a situation where they're at college or university, or they don't work, so they can actually maybe, if they want to, like you were trying to encourage last season with certain players, to get down to FC during the week and train with the younger 18s. Lads, with the 18s. Have you got any of those players that's
what's in the pipeline? Barry Wharton, Griff, Jack Lenehan. You know, I want them in there. You know, that's what I want them doing. And you know, when you come out of full-time football, if some of the lads are in that, like Paddy, like Griff or Bolton, they need to be in that environment, and we've got that opportunity here. So yeah, they want to come in, and you know, they want to develop, and it takes time, doesn't it? They're very new to this club.
Yeah, of course.
They're very new to the club, and they'll learn about the club and the journey, and I've said, you know, I want the nucleus of this group to be together for 2 or 3 years, and I know how they're going to kick on. Yes, we're going to lose one or two along the way, because you know, they're probably not showing enough to play for FC United, but that's my decision. But I think the nucleus there, they've got different attributes, and they will come good.
Fantastic. Well, it's all positive. We're leaving a positive note. Yeah. I know. I'm looking at Tim over there. He's looking at his watch. Yeah. Where on earth? Because you've got to do this all again now in front of camera. As always, thanks very much for the honesty and openness. It's always good to listen to you. We'll see you on Saturday for the home game against Morpeth. But again, encouraging.
Yes.
I mean, it's nice because we know how disappointed he was on Saturday, and how annoyed he was, and he wanted those players to feel that and suffer what it meant. And they have come out today, and I say it's been, I think personally, it's a very different type of game we've watched today. But there's enough in that game to say, you know what? And he's a headmaster. He wants attitude to be right. He wants to basically be disciplined. He wants to make sure that the players are playing for the club in the right manner and the right way. So, you know, he's a happy man this afternoon. Mm-hmm. I'm glad that. And I'm glad the players now have gone from that feeling quite down to actually feeling, you know, oh, right, OK, we've got a point, first point. Now, that first point makes a massive difference, doesn't it?
Maybe after Saturday with the few words that was said or whatever, you know, down at the line, which we could see something was going on.
Oh, yeah, that's right. There was
maybe the lads were on a little bit of a downer, like, you know, they don't love us anymore. Well, you know what? Suck it up, get on with it, and go out, roll your sleeves up and do your best. And even if you're playing the worst game of football, these speckies will see whether or not you're putting 100% into your work rate and your heart and your endeavour.
Anyway, so final results.
Final results. So with that point today, that all-important point, we've gone from bottom to 18th. So there we go, which is fifth bottom. Ashley United 0, Stalybridge Celtic 2. Ashley United now go bottom of the table. Grantham 1, Basford 0. Great result that for Grantham. Hyde United 3, Buxton 1, Lancaster 1, Atherton 0, Matlock 2, Gainsborough 1. Congratulations to Matlock, who've picked up 4 straight wins now and
scored more than one goal then.
Exactly. Michelover 1, Stafford Rangers 0. Nantwich 3, 10 man Witten 0. 1 all between FC United and Radcliffe. Scarborough 0, South Shields 0. Warrington 3, Bamber Bridge 1. Both teams going down to 10 men in that game. And Whitby 2, Morpeth 1. And what that does to the league table for. We'll turn the table upside down. Ashton are bottom. Buxton second bottom. Stafford third bottom. Atherton 19th. And FC United snuggle up behind Radcliffe Borough now.
And the good thing is actually three of the teams that are below us have actually played four games as well, because sometimes you, when teams aren't playing, you think, oh, we're out the bottom, but you look at they've only played two games, they've only played one game or whatever. But yeah, good performance this afternoon.
The thing I'd look at on that one is who's 10th?
Baseford.
Points?
6.
Right, so we're 2 wins behind them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
Well, on that glorious...
something needs to go to...
glorious also, momentum. So.
I look at measuring things, you
see. Yeah, exactly.
Well, if you two want to carry on, I'll just say goodbye now. I'll see you on Saturday at the Morpeth game. You carry on, lads, and by the time we come back, you might have finished.
Right, OK. Well,
thanks for listening. See you soon. Bye-bye.
Thank you to Swampy for joining us, as well as Woodzo and Stato Paul. A big thank you to Roy, of course.
Yes, thank you, Ben.
We'll see you at Morpeth on Saturday. Are you going to be with us? Or
What have we got on Saturday?
Morpeth.
Right,
at Broadhurst.
I'll find out my fixture on Wednesday.
Okay, and then you can tweet me, can't you?
Yes,
or WhatsApp me.
Yeah.
Or Instagram me.
Yeah, no problem at all. Yeah. I can't imagine it being a problem. I'll be there.
Thanks, Roy. And a big thank you to the hospitality at Radcliffe. We had a lovely afternoon in the sunshine.
We have.
But we've got to go now. And it's finished here. FC United against Radcliffe. 1 apiece. FC United off the bottom of the table. And we'll see you all on Saturday for that match against Morpeth at Broadhurst Park. Take care.
Bye-bye.
FC Live there from Monday afternoon in Radcliffe. As discussed, FC United will return to action this weekend with a home match back at Broadhurst Park as FC host newly promoted Morpeth Town. This match will be pay on the gate. Adults £12, concessions £7, under 18s £3. And remember, if you cannot make this one in person, then have no fear, the FC Live team are here. They'll be going to air live on Saturday afternoon from 2:30pm. on www.fc-radio.co.uk. But that's it for this week's This Club Is My Club. You can hear this show on Monday and Tuesdays at 12:30pm and 7pm on www.fc-radio.co.uk. And on North Manchester FM every Monday evening at 9:05pm on 106.6 FM. The podcast can be downloaded via our website or from the iTunes store, and all the goals are held on audioboom.com/FCUM Radio. A big thank you to everyone involved in FCUM Radio and the club as a whole. Thanks for listening, and from me, Cockers, see you next time.
This is FCUM Radio, officially the most popular FC United radio station in the world.